Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Today's Gospel passage from Luke chapter 12, which was just read to us by Kate, reminds us how endemic slavery was in the Roman Empire. And this includes the eastern half of the Mediterranean, the Greek-speaking half of the Roman Empire. So Jesus' listeners would have known that slaves, humans owned by other humans, can be beaten with a male or female at the behest of the owner, or even at a decision of another slave who has been put in charge of the owner's possessions. Now, some modern Christian authors believe that slavery in the Greek and Roman world was not as bad as slavery is today. There are estimated to be around 15,000 slaves in Australia, many of whom have been trafficked from poorer countries. Some are forced to work 7 days a week in homes or in businesses. Some are forced into sex work. And the Commonwealth Government in 2018 passed a Modern Slavery Act to counter people being brought to Australia and treated as though they were owned by others. It's called a Modern Slavery Act to distinguish from the American slavery of the 18th and 19th centuries that we know about. The English Standard Version of the Bible, in which a few Sydney Anglicans had important roles, like on the Guiding Committee, the ESV plays down ancient slavery as often as it can. And in today's passage, the ESV translates the Greek word for slave, doulos, by the English word servant, in chapter 12, verses 37, 43, and so on. And in fact, the Pew Bibles are the same. But slavery was every bit as bad as today, since those owned by others were entirely at the mercy of their owners and were physically and sexually abused by owners. The theme for today's sermon is be ready. And the command comes from verse 40 of chapter 12. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. It is a passage highly suitable for the church season of Advent. Be ready for Christ's coming, his second advent. The first illustration in today's passage centres on the slaves whom the owner finds ready when he returns from a wedding banquet. They need to be dressed for action, keeping their lamps burning and ready to open the door for the slave owner as soon as he knocks, even if it is in the middle of the night, the second watch of the night, or near dawn during the third watch of the night. Blessed are those slaves who are alert and ready. The warning to be alert applies also to the owner of the house in the second segment, in verses 39 and 40. If the owner had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. So Jesus says to his disciples, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. The introduction to Luke chapter 12 makes it clear that there were myriads present when Jesus gave this discourse. People were trampling on one another. But Jesus spoke first to his disciples. So it is natural for Peter to say to Jesus, Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for everyone? And Jesus continues with another example of a slave-owning household. And this time he focuses on the senior slave whom the slave owner puts in charge of his slaves, responsible, among other things, for giving the rest of the slaves their food allowance at the proper time. The owner of the household will put a slave who is doing what the owner wants in charge of all his possessions, including the slaves. But if that managerial slave begins to beat the other slaves, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come in unexpectedly and will cut him in pieces and treat him as one of the unfaithful. From the passage from chapter 2 of the prophet Joel that Sharon read to us, I focus on the verses that are familiar to really old people like me who once attended morning or evening prayer in their youth. And it's before the green prayer books were brought in. They're green here as well, aren't they? Yes. There was just the Book of Common Prayer, and Joel chapter 2 was quite prominent in these services, old services. But the green prayer book did retain Joel 2:13. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The people of Judah had had a covenant relationship with God, and God urges them in verse 12 to return to me. That's return to the covenant. Return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. And the word mourning probably alludes to a public service of lamentation. The Judeans were to weep together in a temple service. They were to rend their hearts and not their garments. There was to be true repentance, not only the tearing of their clothes. God will reliably keep the covenant with his people who have returned from exile in Babylon. The Lord your God, Joel says, is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, in chesed, that strong word that led to the invention, I think, of the English word loving kindness when the Bible started to be translated into English. Who knows, the prophet goes on, whether the Lord will not turn and relent and leave behind a blessing. Ben referred to this verse, and the relenting was not automatic. It was up to God to take the initiative to relent. And the sign might be God leaving undestroyed a few traces of plant life in the grain paddocks and in the vineyards, from which the people would make a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord their God. Just as the people of Judah were to repent, so the disciples of Christ were to be ready as soon as the Lord returned. Jesus is urging his followers to have their minds fixed on the coming of the Son of Man, of Jesus Christ himself. The crisis may come at any time. They should live as ones always ready for the coming of the Lord. As we shall read next week, to live in this way is not easy, for the mission of Jesus leads to conflict, both within the Christian community and in the form of opposition from those outside the community. There is a delightful image in verse 37 of Luke 12 that indicates that the reward for those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes is beyond human imagining. If the slaves are ready, the owner of the household will dress himself for service and have the slaves recline at table, and he will come and serve the meal to the slaves. The master will serve the servants. Let us pray. God of power and mercy, open our hearts in welcome. Remove the things that hinder us from receiving Christ with joy, so that we may share his wisdom and become one with him when he comes in glory. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen.